I'm sitting here and I'm sitting in a little library above where I work. And it's just, I say it's a little library, it's the room where all of my books are that I'm not sort of reading right now. And I'm thinking how hard it is to value momentum properly. I was chatting with a mate of mine earlier on, very smart guy, and he's trying something. He's testing a new business model and is just balls out going for it. He's just decided one day, he decided he'd been thinking about this thing for a long time. He decided he's just going to go for it. And the result is something that has a huge amount of energy, a huge amount of hope for sure, but a huge amount of energy, a huge amount of momentum, and is really, really rough in a lot of ways, rough around the edges. Because when we do things fast, when we choose to just go for something, inevitably it's rough around the edges. And we've talked before about the minimum viable product kind of idea. And I guess that's sort of what he's doing, both in terms of the product he's actually selling and the sort of the business model. He's just going for the basics. And I love that. I love that because he's going to learn by doing. And a lot of what I talk about on this podcast is about the thinking behind stuff. And I'm certainly not going to say that thinking isn't important, that strategy isn't important. Good thinking is one of the things that stops us wasting time on things that obviously won't work. But there's also, God, there's part of me that recognizes the fact that the stuff that I've done in my life that has been really good, most transformational, whether it was a professional thing or a personal thing, has very often been when I've just gone, screw, screw it, let's do it, to quote Richard Branson, although I imagine he might have used slightly more colourful language outside of a book title. And that's kind of what my friend's done. Screw it, let's do it. And accept the rough edges and take the energy that the kind of the doing the impossible thing causes. It's like, you know what it's like? It's like when you're a kid and you're running really fast, really fast, you're right at the edge of your ability, and you begin to realize that you're overbalancing. Do you remember that feeling, overbalancing forward? Suddenly, your face is too far ahead of your feet, too far ahead of your feet. And if the feet don't catch up, you are going to face plant. But my God, by God, you're going fast. That's what my mate's doing at the moment. He is going fast, and maybe he's going to end up with with a face full of dirt, or maybe he's going to blast through whatever obstacles that are coming up, and there will be many, of course, and create something really new. But either way, he's going to learn a lot. And I've talked about the value of testing before, but maybe what I haven't talked about enough is the value of testing things that are really different in conversion rate optimization, in the kind of testing we used to do at the agency. One of the challenges was getting clients comfortable with testing a big enough change. When you're testing two versions of a web page, you don't want to be just doing little tweaky things like changing the color of a button or all of that kind of stuff. You want to be testing really big differences, because the big differences are the most, they're the most likely to create the different outcomes, like the transformational kind of outcomes. So what my mate's doing is testing something big, but he's doing it on a sort of a shoestring, both in terms of time, in terms of budget. But he's going to learn a lot in this time. And it's just really, it's made me think not only about the value of momentum, but about how it's hard to value momentum. It's not something that really gets talked about, but when we set ourselves an impossible goal, when we set ourselves, let's say, a highly challenging goal, I'm going to do X in a week or 3 days or this afternoon. when we really push ourselves to do something that doesn't seem possible, I'm going to, you know, whatever it might be for you and your business, what we get is momentum, and momentum creates momentum. Momentum creates energy. And maybe it's the energy that allows us to run this far with our face in front of our feet, way in front of our feet, and still keep going and break through the kind of barriers. And either way, learning a lot. Anyway, I don't know how to measure momentum, but that seems to me to be something worth thinking about.